So I'm talking about the comment of introduction for the Ukrainians. He said there's no such a thing as a hachila b'niyev in the Mahavish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens is a hachila. We may be b'niyev, but the Mahavish is a hachila. And the muscle for that was a person who needs a surgery. Surgery is like a hachila right now. You don't have a more or less a hachila option than surgery. That's the only thing that can save his life. The fact that he needs it is a hachila. That's a b'niyev. It's not good to have a look at things that happen in our life. Whatever's happening now is exactly what I need. It's not that, well, it shouldn't have been that, it should be this. It's irrelevant. Right now, where I am, that's what I need right now. There is a constant need of ideas. That's necessary for keeping the world going. It's necessary for us to bring out our potential. Like we know, it says even about the Eitz HaRa. The only way we grow. If everything will be obvious, then we need Malachim Oymi. Malachim is in the same place our life. Yeah. It takes away a lot of misconceptions and also a lot of pain that people go through life. People go through both with pain and not taking advantage of situations. When something doesn't go the way they want, they find somebody to blame. And then they're very frustrated. That person, it was his fault. And he shouldn't have this, he shouldn't have that. And maybe I have no responsibility because it was his fault. Okay, it's every type of situation. And the fact is that relationship, close relationship. People have shown by it never worked out because of that. Because instead of realizing that, because Rob gave me this husband or this wife, and I'm going to make the best of it, and I'm going to work things out. No, her fault, it's his fault, and the game is over. But that's a lack of understanding the way Hashem works, and it's a hachmatza. It's a loss. They say in English, a lost opportunity. When a person goes through life saying, it's because of him, it's because of them, and even worse, it's because of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu created me differently. Mashiach used to say, one of the Talmidim of Rishon Lezion, that he initially said, if I have the seichel of the Shangasani and the lane of the Yitzchak Shalvayda, then it would be great. So he got the message, and that's not what Hashem wants from you. Hashem gave each person exactly what he needs to succeed in life. And everything that's happening around us, those are the things. Yes. Noach Rabin said in the Gemara Shalvayda, it would be more convenient not to be born. Fashion should be fashion a maestro. I mean, the master is a maestro. But it's in mashmesh. So he brings on the maskeh brings on the oruf. Mashmesh meikara yezor neachek. Be more careful. Once you fell into it, then you can blame everybody. But if you didn't fall into it, you're in good shape. Be careful. Think twice before you talk, especially. Yeah. There's the wagon drivers union meister. That person wants to be accepted into the wagon driver's union. So they gave him a test, see if he's worthy to get in. They said, what happens if you're driving and your horse falls into a rut? So he says, he gives him a whack like this and like that, and he jumps out of it. They ask, what's the deeper? He says, he takes a plank of wood, puts in a certain position. It always works. And deeper than that, two planks wood. Okay, he thought he was going to be accepted. Not sorry, now accepted. So he said, I had an ace of every situation. He said, yeah, but a good wagon driver doesn't fall into the rut. So that's an important thing in life. We make mistakes, but we have to learn from our mistakes. And if we make mistakes and blame others for our mistakes, we're not going to get anywhere. And very often it looks like the other person is the one who's responsible. It's never true. The other person, maybe even 90%. But my 10%, maybe it was enough to make it into a whole thing. It doesn't have to be. I'll give you a simple example. You have two people, can you have a husband and wife? And it could be one of the two is not just a simple personality. But, and 90% there is the other one, would try to learn the mind of the harder side and try to, and also not just blame the other side, but try to see how he could be less sensitive towards and work it out, etc., etc., etc. I'm not giving a whole course on this today, I'm just a general idea, then there's a good chance it wouldn't have happened. That whole very, very painful situation. So there's a lot of shushin. The problem is, the halacha is, if I put in 90% of the shushin, and you put in 10% of the shushin, then under many circumstances, the halacha is split profits 50-50. It's not fair, you can say 90 out of 10. And the answer is, because without my 10, the other ones have gone through, so we need it. So the same with these things also, it's a shushin. Don't make the percentages, 80, 70, 90, 40. So they need my shushin. Well, sometimes the shushin has nothing to do with it. Very, very often, we have that attitude. To make situations that seem impossible, unlivable, to be livable, and even something we can grow from. So this is a nakuda that he brought out last week, and just saying it because we have to live lechatchiladish. Not always look at could only be like that, and only be like that, and everything be right. No, this hashkofa set up the situation. This is what I have to deal with. Okay, this is my chance. Let's go. Let's see. I'm going to make the best of it. And then he says that the way to deal with it properly is the fashion of the ma'aser, the mashmash of the ma'aser. Just like a person who did an investment and it didn't go well, he could just say, well, it only would happen this and that. Nothing would have been great. Or he could say, one second, where did I make my mistake? Was I a little bit too quick? That I didn't do my diligence properly. Let's go through it. And then going forward, maybe I'm more capable when I make my next investment. Making the investment they tell me that if you're going to triple your value within 1 year, it's something I should take a little bit less seriously. Instead of looking for another one of the same and hoping that this one's going to work out.
Yeah.
So, and then that's life. That's, you know. They again talked about the charota and yoga in different parts of Chuvin. That's what he's stressing. That I made a mistake. I did not appreciate what life is really about. How to deal with this situation that caused my me to pour, to do a business, or not to do mitzvahs properly. So he calls this as an introduction to the Rebbe's. As we know, we have Machias, Nefrayus, and Shoifus. This year, the name day, both equal, of course, the day, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we will not have the Shoifus. Unless maybe, as Mashiach comes, we're going to introduce the Shoifus. But I'm confident, if things stay the way they are, we're not going to have the Shoifus. We have to make up for the Shoifus with our feelings. This is true. Summer, this year, more than any other year, it's important to prepare ourselves and make sure that the tefillah is going to do today what the shofar does every year. After the even ma'aser olam, that's what we say in the Torah. You remember every act that a person does. Kodesh Baruch Hu ein shichul lefanecha. Ah, if we just remember what we did that last year, we'd be in good position. I once told you we're Brisbane. Jacob Tadler's brother was close to the Chaim Oizer. The love of Vilnius, the love of Klal Yisrael, is a tremendous genius from Chaim Oizer. So, listen to that, a large part of Asayit Meshuvah, he would close himself up. Not him, but Chaim Oizer. Nobody knew what was going on. He was young, Gutman was young, yes, you know who we're talking about. And Gutman somehow managed to sneak into the room and listen to what was going on there. And with his great genius, he remembered everything he did the whole year. So he'd go day by day, and say, and he'd get the time, oh, this, I didn't do the way it should, and he'd start crying, or Dalki HaShuvim. Hashem remembers, so it's a good idea for us to remember also. Yeah, that's a good idea during the year. If something happens, we do something, and now we should. It's a good thing to write down, to work on it eventually. But that's what it is. So even, like the Chofetz Chaim that Moshe, like I mentioned today, half, well, last night, I don't know when I mentioned half of the Moshe, first time was, he said, the most of the Yitzhahara, the big Ganon, Shai Shatila, all our prophets from the Oyla Mazin, and get us involved in things that have no value. So he had a partner who was a Ganon, and after a few years, the prophets don't seem to be taking off the way they should, and you end up finding out that you see a ship that's taking a lot of presents of them. So what does the average person do? They go to the ship, and then you thought, you're more than that. So the chance is, why are you doing it? The money the guy stole, there's no way to get back. There's no way of proving it. He's putting it in this place, so he doesn't want to continue. So we shouldn't say this, it's because we did different things in the course of the year, and the HR fooled us into thinking that everything's good when we did all kind of invasions. That it's not a time to yagis, to the yeast, to tell you about yeast or that, to make ourselves more sensitive to what we're doing and the things we're not doing. Try to clarify for them something that can't be done again. I'm not going to let the yeast or steal it from you again. Yeah. And everything we grow up in is part of that in the change of growth in life. This is, by the way, the opposite of a mistake in psychology. The psychologists, they have no clue that this is true. The way you report off, you're operating, and those things do affect the way you approach things in life. But a lot of people get caught up in it, and they never get past it. You know, it's okay, they worked out, my parents weren't the best parents, and the neighbor I grew up wasn't the best neighborhood, and they weren't the wealthiest people, and whatever else. Okay, so I went to trauma and everything else away from that. So the right thing would be is, okay, I'm aware of it. I don't have to feel so bad about myself because I went through a hard upbringing, and now go onward. It's very, very common that for some reason the person doesn't get past it. And he says, okay, now it's time to blame. My parents weren't good parents, and my this wasn't good parents, and my teacher in the first grade was terrible, and I'm a wreck, and that's the end of it. I can be a wreck for the rest of my life, and not only that, wreck everybody around me also. Yeah, I have a terrorist to do the same thing that what they did to me, to do everybody around me. That's a fulman. But that's the way around. Okay. Sometimes it doesn't happen. Psychologists can help to clarify things. You shouldn't feel guilty. You shouldn't feel that there's no mahala. Once you have a mahala, then you have to take it back. Okay. One second. Hashem put me into this situation. Yes, I had a hard upbringing and I had to deal with this. But I want to get past it. I want to be a good. It's an Nisar that Hashem gave me. Say that. It's not all. If Hashem were to create me otherwise, then I would be a normal person. Because He created this way, I have to be the most horrible being in town. No. Not looking for excuses, but looking for clarity so we could take advantage of life. Because every excuse we make, we're losing our own life. Instead of working on something, we're pushing the responsibility to somebody else. We don't have to feel guilty. That's something we didn't do. But we do have to find ways to make ourselves better people.
Yeah.
You notified us from the beginning. You revealed to us. This is the day of the creation of the world. And this is a beautiful way. We say those words this year in this rainness. To think, Hashem created the world today. I lived this world last year. And maybe not 100%. This is like a feel of outlook. Taking advantage of it. I want to start a new life now. It's a new life. It's a new creation. That's what I want to understand. The world was created. You know everything that's going on. Nothing's happening. But Mikriya, that happened to be that by mistake, Hashem gave me the wrong parents. Hashem gave me the wrong partner. Hashem gave me the wrong this, the wrong wife, the wrong children, the wrong this. No. Hashem knows exactly what's going on. And He put me in that situation. With my leader, with my savior, with my nature, it's all there. It's all there that I've given from Hashem to use what I have, not to be somebody else. To be a savior is not good. To be real, recognize myself, and then look at that. I can get to great kibbutz elokim and shleimus with what I have. I don't have to compete with anybody. I don't have to be somebody else, but I do have to know myself and know that everything I'm going through is something that can bring me to where I want to be. So that's one of the nakudas of the Torah, to recognize today in Prius Masero, I'm starting a new life today. I'm starting a new life with the recognition that Hashem knows everything that's going on throughout my life, every situation. Not only what I did, but everything that around me, how it's set up. And He set that up special for me. So I have more clarity of that, and coming here, Yitzhak Hashem will take advantage of the situation much better. And he says, this is the idea of Shiyalan Zichoyleidem Lachona Vitoivo. If I say to the Zichoyleidem, and they arouse me to change the way I'm looking at life for the better, to not just look at life as things are happening, but every situation is a life, strengthen my deep kinship that goes to then I Zichoyleidem Vitoivo. Because I'm saying, I want the year now of not a year of minimal interaction, connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just doing the mitzvah because that's what you do, but a year of recognition in every situation Hashem puts me into, especially Tehillah Zayin by Avinu Shebang Shemayim, for God. That's a big truth. Wow. Okay, so this year we have a new divineness. The sun is the weakest of the three usually. Malchus, Asher, and Tom Hashem. You know, it's like, yeah, all the Hishik, negative, Israel, wonderful things. Shoshis, Matan Torah, oh, big exciting event. Crisis, yeah, remember then, remember the other one, remember us. I don't know. So, the school's a mess here. Recognition that Hashem created the world, and today He's recreating the world. He's starting again, and I am starting a new outlook in my life. And every little thing that happens, after today, for my sekula, the shiras are everything in front of me. Nothing's never been let go. Nothing's hidden from you. I can feel good with myself and sure with myself in any situation is something good for me. It's not a situation which I shouldn't be in. I should stop to be in it right now. Not in that way. It's something hard. You can work properly and get out of it. It's something pleasant for trying to the right of it to continue. That is this thing. Okay. Just a little bit more. Maybe it's not to say a little bit more, that was enough. Says in the Dears Israel, a person who wants to, in Sarkat Halashmari, they want to have more, pay more attention to what's going on for himself, he needs to pay attention to the other. He has two outlooks of life. Number one is, after clarity, what is the real good in life? What's the real bad in life? If everybody, right after the marriage, they would sit down with their wives and put down a piece of paper. What is the real good in life? What's the real bad in life? It would save so many problems. And unfortunately, so many people they thought of on a level, or called a higher religious level, and just a different thing happened in the course of their life. And gradually they meet down there. They go down. How does it happen? So you know what's important, you don't, because they never really made, they never clarified for themselves what's really success in life, what's the failure in life, what are the true pleasures in life, what are pleasures that I'm entitled to do, and what pleasures are that dangerous to me, what actions I will never do no matter what, and what actions I don't know. If you write down your list, life is good food, going on vacations, that is success in life. You could end up very far away. You end up in some far eastern country eating cockroaches. Yeah. I think you're enjoying life. Yeah. Go on. There's no list in it. It's a person of clarity. What is good? What is good for me? What is good for my family? If I live with clarity, then I can sustain it, retain it, strengthen it. If I don't, I heard somebody say, a nice line, there was a big discussion years ago, who's a Jew? It was a hot topic for many years, 50 years ago, how many years ago. And everyone said the things. One wise person said, what does it mean to behave like a Yehudi? You think a very broad version. A very broad version. Not even a Haredi version. But it was very insightful. To behave like a Yehudi is to behave with values that you'll be sure that the grandchildren will also be Yehudi. This is where many movements that were meant with good intentions. The conservative movement in America was made with people with good intentions. They came to the conclusion that USA is a little bit too rough for classic Orthodox Judaism. We have to make something a little bit lighter. They didn't realize though, on second, right now it sounds pretty good. But once everything is up for discussion, what's going to be 2 generations from now? We have to be politically correct with all the liberalism that's going on in the world. Nobody, 50 years in a wilder dream, dreamt the world's going to accept things that is like common ground now. That's what it is. If you don't realize that our Jewish values are the secrets of the continuation of Klal Yisrael, and you cannot compromise them, then the game is over. There's once again, it has been a message. What is going to keep me successful in real terms in life? What things can cause me destruction? Most people, they fool because they don't have it clear. And the person, his mind, making money right now is the most important thing. It gets a very tough stake with money. People do the craziest things. The worst thing he's doing, the person looks like a decent person, starts stealing, lying, not sure other people. Because he just needs a little more cash flow. But he realizes, 1 second, to be dishonest at work is destruction of myself. Not worth any money in the world for that. And if I destroy myself, I'm not going to put myself back together again. Then he has malice. Kavanah, each one of us is Madrigan. Madrigan is telling you the field. The number one thing the field is showing is you have to know what is good and what is bad. Not like the good and bad. Whatever you like is good, whatever you dislike is bad. And the second one is, then you have to check your mice in themselves. Am I mice really living up to my values or not? But you first have to have number one, clear-cut definition of what is good and what is bad. Then very often in the Kananda, it fools me to think I'm doing everything good. So that's an example of your behavior. Like the Chofetz Chaim from the Moshav. Yeah, it's very good to say 100 brothers a day. The Mar says to bring the person to Yishamayim. That's what Hashem wants from us in Yishamayim. Okay, I'm saying 100 brothers a day. 1 second. Are you saying those 100 brothers in a way that adds to Yishamayim? Or are you saying in a way that really has a very limited effect? It's just part of tying your shoes and going to the bathroom, you also. Blah, 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 some brothers 100 times a day. First, make the husband. That's Jilly, 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 Jilly. It's the best thing in life. The Tayyip Amiti is if you're going to fall from war, then 1 second. My mice and I had 100 opportunities to take mundane interactions and transform them into interactions of appreciation with others' vocal. Am I doing that? Oh, I'm not. I'm eating, I'm sleeping, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And part of that is this incantation that I have to say before and after. So the Shas and Maisa, the Shaloi the Shas and Maisa. The Shas and Maisa, when you're doing a Maisa, Shaloi Yasa, Shaloi Maisa, and Belize, you each go, Lois, and Belize, and Belize, and Belize, and Belize, and before you do something, make a Cheshman that this is the right thing to do. So what the Shas and Maisa, Shiyana, Lefono, Lezichon, Klav Maisa, you should try to assess the Maisa that he's doing, and each go, Lois, and Belize, and Belize, and Belize, and Belize, and Belize, okay, so this is a little bit more of the same. The greatest clapping ourselves to realize that every situation in life was tailored designed for our growth, for our slayness, for our killing of the king, and that's the way to approach it. Before the bison, we have temporary for ourselves. What are the good things that will bring me to my goal and what's going to take me away? And the neighbor. At the end of every day, it's a nice thing. Make a quick judgment of Nefesh. Especially if you know the certain things that time is falling. So that's at the end of the day thing. How did I manage that specific issue? So that's a nice idea to pick one or two things that you think you can improve. end of the day, those two things I want to work on, did they make any change from the same place in my work? You just simply do that. We'll